October 14th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, any election results are dependent upon man's free will choices. This one is not different. However, what is different is mankind's inability to discern good from evil. Never before has it been so obvious as to which candidate heaven supports. Never before have the eyes of truth been so clouded. I have been talking to you most recently about choices. Your choices during life make up your portfolio when you stand before Christ in judgment. Each one represents the state of your soul at the time. Today, I tell you, whole nations would do well to cast themselves at the feet of divine mercy. Those in government are very often missing the opportunity to please me in favor of pleasing themselves and their own ambition. The love of power has cost many a soul their place in heaven. Those in government must represent the truth as their duty before me and their constituents. Any effort to hide the truth is from Satan. Many important choices are on the doorstep of this election. I am asking my son to cover each ballot with his precious blood, as well as the conscience of each voter. In this way, evil plans of dishonesty will be thwarted, as hopefully voters will respond to the truth. Continue to pray, pray, pray. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.